Welcome back, friends. So we're in Isaiah. We're looking at the biography. Now we're looking a little bit more into salvation history. And an example of where the people here of the Southern Kingdom are could be compared to Alcoholics Anonymous. Sometimes a person has to hit rock bottom, and that's where the Southern Kingdom's heading with being overrun by Assyria. And then, you know, you hit rock bottom, and the idea is that you finally realize you're addicted to whatever substance or behavior that is, realize what the cost is, and you find a way, you know, you find your strength and ways of dealing with it to break that addiction. And that really is what we'll encounter the Lord's testimony against his people. What had they not been doing? But that's kind of the idea right here. So after the people hit rock bottom, they will repent, and the Lord's going to bring them back into the promised land. Yes, even though at the beginning it's hard and harsh.
Right, it's a painful process.
It is a painful process. It is. I don't know where we got the idea that grace is cheap.
Right.
I don't know, but we all think, believe you me, that is a phrase, you know, grace is not cheap, but we all, one time or another, we all tend to think that it is, right? Okay. So, yes, there's presence of the Lord. Yes, salvation comes through judgment, deliverance through discipline. Just as Isaiah's lips were burnt, and thereby he was healed. And that's another reason why I think it was probably a burn. He felt burn. So it's hitting rock bottom. So until the cities lie waste, until the exiles come home. And so, yes, and that punishment was foretold when he agreed to the, when they agreed at the Sinai covenant, their ancestors agreed to this, and he made with his people, and he was faithful to the covenant, but then they don't fulfill it, then they're going to be disciplined greatly. So the goal here is first the hard words, and even now with the growth of a stump of a tree that's been cut down, once again it will grow into a great tree. God says the holy seed is its stump. The tree will be cut down, the stump will be left, the holy seed, the family prophesies to Abraham when God made his covenant with him, right? That his seed, his inheritance, a great multitude of people. So the bloodline of Jesus will be preserved. Though it looks like it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, just imagine the hopelessness that you could so quickly fall into. But then, in spite of all of that, there's still this redemption and hope that prevails.
That's right. And I think that's a consolation to our own lives, because often, right? If we're honest with ourselves, a lot of our suffering we bring on with our own poor choices, but it is in no means all, right? Some suffering comes just because of the lot of being human. And realizing that he is there in the midst of that, and he's going to walk us out and walk us through is everything. It's everything. Otherwise, you do, like you said, you fall into despair.
Yeah. It's frustrating how quickly we forget. his presence, because we'll bring all this suffering onto ourselves a lot of times and then wonder where God is, and he's still right there.
He's still right there. Yeah, and that'll be where the people will say, right? Right? They know all these blessings that is supposed to come to them, but of course they're lying and cheating and taking advantage of the poor, and we'll get to it. But, you know, a little precursor, right? They're not doing their part, and they're not... There's an external, right? Remember, our Lord talks, you keep the external, but the interior has not been converted. You're worrying about tithing of mint and rue, which is, and we'll note, he doesn't take away that law. You know, he wants us to tithe and give our place, but you substitute it for the greater thing, right? And the greater thing is, of course, mercy and love of God and love of neighbor. So outline of the book. Yes. So Isaiah. Oh, yes. So when he began to preach, so let's finish this up. So, right, we began this. He begins the parable of the vineyard to describe what has happened and was going to happen to people in God's discipline. All right. And I have to recall, doesn't Jesus do the same thing? He wants to burn it. So, you know, the vineyard has not yielded its crop. Give it another year. You know, let's hoe it, manure it, water it. Give it another year. Give it another year. He's looking for his crop. No. Okay. Outline of the book. Isaiah 139, chapter 39. He's talking to the people of his day about some things that will come, some things about Babylon, some things were about the destruction of the northern kingdom, God's discipline, and God sending a savior. Isaiah 40 suddenly telescopes in. And so it doesn't seem like Isaiah is now talking to the people around him. The context, the historical context of the book is he's talking to people who've been exiled after Babylon has come home. And that's people in the 500s. And he's really talking about things that will happen, speaking to them, but he's not alive, is it, right? That's 100 years kind of into the future. So he's in a prophetic future voice of Isaiah at that time. So this has, I think, some universal agreement. You can take a note when that happens. So 1 through 39 is these various historical things, but 40 to 66, something new starts. Isaiah speaking ahead of time to address specifically the people who've been exiled by Babylon, about God's restoration of them now that they have undergone this discipline.
Yeah, I love that restoration is there.
It is. It is. All right, my friends, we will pick up with the thesis statements. So we are now into the thesis statement. Till then, my friends, fides et ratio.